Ford, for now, is in better shape than its competitor, General Motors. The White House is considering splitting GM into two companies in bankruptcy court, one with strong brands like Chevrolet and Cadillac and designed to survive, the other saddled with weaker brands like Saturn and Hummer to be sold off later in pieces. But legal scholars say a smooth ride through Chapter 11 would be a very tough thing to navigate. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
GM's best route to revival may be through bankruptcy court. But earlier this week, President Obama said he's not talking about a long legal slog.
What I'm talking about is using our existing legal structure as a tool that, with the backing of the U.S. government, can make it easier for General Motors and Chrysler to quickly clear away old debts that are weighing them down so that they can get back on their feet and onto a path to success.
What existing legal structures does the president have in mind? The administration says it hasn't decided yet. But one possibility is a section of the bankruptcy code that allows a company like GM to be split up into good and bad parts. The thinking goes like this. A leaner, stronger GM with better brands would ideally leave court in 30 days. A second company with weak brands would stay there. Parts would be sold off to pay creditors. And given the wretched state of the economy, that could take time.
It's a very bold and very risky move, but it could be the right thing to do.
That's Lynn Lepucky. He teaches law at UCLA and Harvard. Lepucky says spinning off a healthy version of GM would give the company a better chance at survival.
It is bold in the sense that it would, in one fell swoop, free GM from its debts.
But bankruptcy proceedings aren't known for speed, and GM thinks the longer it's stuck in court, the fewer people will want to buy its cars. So the company has to make as many deals with as many creditors as fast as it can. Jay Westbrook says that won't be easy. Westbrook teaches bankruptcy law at the University of Texas at Austin.
My problem is I don't think those constituencies, or at least most of those constituencies, are well enough organized, are sufficiently cohesive. So I think it's going to be very hard without the strong arm of the law, as we say, to get everybody to agree.
GM owes money to various partners, including its union and its suppliers. But let's just take the bondholders. The company owes them $27 billion, but it's only offering to pay them 33 cents on the dollar. No surprise, the bondholders, which includes mutual funds, don't like that idea. Or at least some of them don't. No one person actually speaks for all the bondholders, and that makes it harder to cut a deal. Jay Westbrook says amid all the uncertainty, an individual bondholder may be leery of making a move.
Who wants to be the one who says, okay, I'm ready to agree to concessions, and then find out that the guy next door is not agreeing to the concessions that you thought he was going to agree to? That, I think, is a very real problem.
I'm confident that General Motors will be saved.
Edward Altman is one of the nation's top bankruptcy experts. He teaches finance at New York University's Stern School of Business. Altman likes the idea of creating a new streamlined GM in court, but he says keeping the company afloat afterwards will cost a fortune in taxpayer loans.
The company is going to need, in my opinion, something like $40 to $50 billion. They're going to need that money for the liquidity of riding it out during this very severe recession. Just because they get concessions doesn't mean that people are going to start buying cars.
GM hasn't said yet if it will file for bankruptcy. But Fritz Henderson, the company's new CEO, said it was more probable they would. And he vowed one way or the other to get the concessions the company needs to make it.
We will get the job done. We will either do it out of court or we will do it in court, but we will get the job done in terms of recreating and reinventing General Motors as a competitive enterprise.
But to get there, the company will probably have to navigate the perils of bankruptcy court and survive a recession-battered auto market that is the worst in more than a quarter century. And even then, a new General Motors will be much smaller and look dramatically different from the company the world has known. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.